It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, if you've listened to our show very long, you know that you don't have to listen too long and the subject of wild hogs will come up. Well, let's talk some wild hog in this segment with Mr. Will Herring. Now, Wild Boar Meats is Will's company, and he and his company processes thousands, literally thousands of wild hogs each year. So the old saying, if you have lemons, make lemonade, Texas has definitely got a lot of wild hogs, but they're being put to good use, which I really like that idea. So let's visit with Will. Will, are you on the phone standing by, buddy?
Yes, sir, Luke.
Well, thanks for being here. And hats off to you and your company, Wild Boar Meats, for putting all this wild meat to good use. And you literally do process thousands of hogs at your plant there in Hubbard each year, don't you?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, we're doing between 3,000 and 7,000 a month, and we're building a bigger facility so we can expand that.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we've done, I'm not sure the exact number per year, but I think it might be more than anyone else.
Lots of hogs. And folks, I know Will, I've visited with him. He was one of the leaders, his company, through the fight against warfarin kaput. You know, I don't think there's a human in the state of Texas any more tuned in to the wild hog situation than our guest right now. So, Will, there's such a you have no problem right now. Well, you're expanding your plant to process more hogs. So that's telling me that, you know, there a lot of this wild meat is being put to really good use.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. I mean, it's always a daily struggle, as you might imagine, dealing with animals that want to kill you. But, yeah, we're processing a lot of hogs, and we're expanding, and we hope to get up to the 10,000-15,000 a month, you know, hopefully by fall.
Yeah. Well, the new plant is going to be huge, and thus the reason for a new plant. You've just got such a supply of hogs. The hogs that these are a lot of these hogs are processed for animal food, pet food, right? You know, that's what the use of these is going to. But also a lot of wild boars, wild hogs are, you know, consumed in high-end restaurants. And you've got plans for a plant to process for, you know, meat for human consumption also.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we are in the process of building a human consumption wild boar plant. And I think it'll be done either in the fall or towards the end of 2018. It's a pretty large facility. But yes, we are going to try to do, you know, human consumption as well, and that should also add to the number of hogs that we're able to process.
One thing I really like, Will, about what your operation right now, not that I'm not excited about another way to utilize wild hogs, you know, another plant for human consumption, but And all you hog hunters out there, which I know a lot of you listen to our show each week, listen up here. Now, say you're a hog hunter and you go out and kill, 10 hogs. Now, this is the realistic way it really is. Okay, if the weather's a little bit, you know, wintertime, but it's some warm weather here in Texas. These are dead hogs. These are not live transported hogs to your facility. Now, you do take in a lot of live trapped or caught hogs. I know that. But how about your hunter that's got 8 or 10 hogs and he wants to, I could sell these hogs. What does he have to do in the field to get those hogs where you can utilize them at your plant?
Well, I can give you a quick synopsis, but there's more detail on the website, which is wildboarmeats.com, meats is plural. But basically, they need to be field-dressed within 30 minutes of shooting them or killing them, however which way you do it.
Right.
And the heart, lungs, and liver remain attached, which is actually an easier way to field-dress a hog, and then that gives you more weight as well. But in, right now, they need to get to the plant, which is in Hubbard, Texas, within 8 hours. As the temperature changes, we will shorten that time. But basically, you kill the hog, you field dress it, keep the heart, lungs, and liver attached, and you bring it to our plant, put on a scale, weigh it, pay you, and then preferably you keep doing that. But it, you know, it's, you do have to field dress them when they arrive dead.
I got you. Or a trapper that wants to, you know, say he catches 15 or 20 live hogs, and he's, and all of these trappers, most of these, I've got buddies that trap, and I know you do, but most of these guys go, the hogs go straight from the trap to the trailer and then hook them down to Hubbard, to your plant, and then that's their job is over, I guess. You take it from there. They just unload at your plant, right?
Yeah, well, we have a buying facility called the Rockin' M Pig Pen about a mile from the plant, and that's a Texas Animal Health Commission approved buying facility. And so we have the setup there where you you back in your trailer. We have a big scale. We weigh them all at once, and then we write you a check then. So, yeah, if you want to do them live, we have that option. If you want to do them dead, we have that option too.
One thing that I like about the everything that you do, I honestly, Will, is the fact that, I don't know, I grew up in northeast Texas, up in Red River County, and to me, while a pork is pork, I mean, granted, we know that wild hogs are much leaner because they have to work for a living. They're not as fat as a pen-fed hog, but I literally love to make ham and sausage and pork chops from wild hogs. So I like the fact very much that you're all about utilizing this pork. I could never ever bring myself to look at wild hogs as vermin. Now, I know a lot of people that maybe don't have the rural roots that I do think, well, you know, literally look at them like big mosquitoes or vermin, rats or something, but there's something in me that I know that the meat, you know, not every wild hog is going to be excellent eating, no more than every beef cattle is. But you know, the old ones are not that good. This, that, and the other. But just a great commodity there that we have a lot of them here in Texas. So the fact that you're using them for a really good purpose, I really do like that. And obviously, other people do too, because you've been in business a while and you're expanding even to the point, maybe tripling what you can handle on the pet food end of it. But also, you'll start a plant processing for meat. That's, I don't know if folks have ever looked at the prices of wild boar chops and all in many of the restaurants, but it's pretty expensive, isn't it, Will?
It is, and we're hoping. I think the margins are a little bit too high on some of the other companies that do human consumption. So we think we'll be able to offer a much more reasonably priced human consumption hog products. And, Luke, just to go back one second, that's our main, one of our main philosophies is if you're going to take the time to deal with the wild hogs, you can't really do it for free indefinitely. You might as well get paid to do it. And so we're trying to give people financial incentive to trap and kill, you know, all these hogs in the state of Texas. So that's what we've been telling people, and a lot of people are now doing it. So, but you just, you know, you can't go pig hunting every night and stay married, you know. However, yeah, if you have a paycheck coming in, it can help.
See, well, very well put, especially from an old hog hunter, me. Now, we don't have time to fully go into this, but I want to get you back. Now, the new Mr. Trey Blocker is running for Ag Commissioner, and I know that you're 100% behind Mr. Blocker. What I know about him, I'm 100% behind him. I've just really started learning. I think he would make an excellent ag commissioner.
Two things I'd like to say about Trey. One is, you know, he's very open to communication. I mean, as you know, when we were dealing with the warfarin kaput poison, I couldn't even sit down with Sid Miller, which, you know, it's just disconcerting that an elected official won't even sit down with you. But another thing about Trey that's a lot different, and I haven't known him for too long, but long enough to judge his character, is, you know, Sid Miller's style is, from what I can tell, is a bit impulsive. It's kind of a shoot-from-the-hip style. And when you shoot from the hip all the time, you frequently miss. And at least my understanding of Trey and how he does things is he does, you know, thoughtfully work through problems and talk to the stakeholders that are involved. And I really think that's going to be a breath of fresh air for a lot of Texans that haven't had that for the past 3 years.
You bet. Well, I tell you, here in the next few weeks, I'd like to try to get Mr. Blocker on with us, and just, you know, I think I'm about as average a voter as you're going to find, and just, you know, just talk with him and get some of his ideas out there and let him visit with all of our listeners. So we'll put that on the chopping block for an upcoming show. Will, I really do appreciate you spending some time with us. We are just about out of time. But Wild Boar Meats, www.wildboarmeats.com is the website, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like you to, you know, like folks to go there and see what you're doing. I know I've been to the place, but if you have any wild hogs that you've hunted or trapped or whatever, there's a market for wild hogs right there. And we'll get you back, Will, before much longer. And I think what you do is, to me, is very interesting and serves a great purpose. So hats off to you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. It's a lot of work, but you know, we're hoping to expand and continue helping the hog problem in Texas.
Well, thanks for what you do, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Folks, that was Will Herring with Wild Boar Meats. I've known Will for some time now, and I'll tell you what, a lot of people may not know, but Wild Boar Meats was very, very instrumental in the battle against the use of kaput, warfarin, to poison hogs in Texas. So, gosh, if you are a hog hunter or a trapper, you need a market for your hogs. That's a good place right there. Wildboarmeats.com. You can check them out and make some money for your next hog hunt. Maybe, you know, this last cold front that we had, which was a frigid one, pushed a lot of ducks down into North Texas, Northeast Texas too, of course. A lot of mallards. Those old mallards hang up there in the cornfields up in Kansas and Nebraska, those harvested fields, and sometimes they're slow to push down, and it takes some really cold weather and some ice and snow to get them down here, but they're here now. Of course, our season's about done, but still, if you're a duck hunter, I don't think it'd be any better duck hunting. Granted, those old birds are going to be a little bit wary because they've probably been shot. You know, they know what a decoy and a duck call sounds like this time of year. So I'm no expert duck hunter, but I've done a lot of it. Sometimes just a little bit of calling will get more ducks in the bag than a whole bunch of loud, you know, continuous chattering on that duck call. If you're a hog hunter, get out there and get after them, folks. This is our time of the year. They're coming readily to corn. It may be after dark when you kill them, but if you'll stay put, I bet you can get some pork in the freezer. And let's all join right back here next week at the same time, have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.